I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is currently reviewing the five-year wolf plan and will hold a commission meeting on April 21st in Klamath Falls. Oregon Cattlemen's Association Wolf Committee Chair and Wallowa County Commissioner Todd Nash says a big issue is that the western three-quarters of the state's wolves are under a federal listing. The northeast quarter of the state's wolf population where he resides is unlisted, both statewide and federally. He shares the items OCA is requesting at the upcoming meeting.
In the five-year review, we're asking for a few changes and implementation of a few rules that we feel like there's a latitude to have there within. First one that we're asking for is local control so that the local biologist here can make the calls on depredations and then determine whether that pack needs to have lethal action taken against it. So they can make that decision swiftly and then deal with the wolves that are the culprits of the crimes in a fast and efficient manner. Second thing that we're asking for is to establish some management units so that no one place in Oregon is overpopulated with wolves. Northeastern Oregon has held the population for most of the state now. We don't want to have to keep that burden forever. The last thing is collaring, and collaring is our main tool for doing nearly all the non-lethal activities. In order to be effective, we have to have that as a tool.
That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.